KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A shopping mall shooting outside Wilmington, Delaware is under investigation. Delaware State Police are at the Christiana Mall, evacuating it, developing story. Police investigating a high school senior skip day shooting on South Carolina's Isle of Palms Beach yesterday. Police Chief Kevin Cornett.
We had most of them were 16 and 15, and then one that was in her mid-30s, and all of them have non-life-threatening injuries. Most of them have already been released from the hospital.
Two teenagers arrested. What the stakes are is a Texas federal judge has ordered use of the abortion pill suspended, though enforcement delayed for 7 days so the government can appeal. ABC's Devin Dwyer.
The stakes here are very significant. If this ruling stands, it would have a nationwide impact, even in states where abortion is legal, and that would dramatically reduce access to the most common form of abortion in this country.
Another federal judge in Washington State has ordered the FDA not to change its approval of the abortion medication. This is ABC News. Retaliation using real military weapons for what it doesn't like to see people talking about. ABC's Patrick Reeval.
China has begun military drills that practice encircling Taiwan hours after Taiwan's president returned from a visit to the U.S. Beijing called the three-day exercises a stern warning after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met with President Tsai Ing-wen.
A guided missile submarine capable of carrying up to 154 Tomahawk missiles has been deployed to the Middle East by the U.S. Navy. It appears to be a show of force toward Iran following recent tensions, because the Navy rarely acknowledges the location or deployment of submarines. In the what's-in-a-name department, oh, only millions of dollars and a lot of it going to lawyers.
Chipotle has prevailed in the battle of the burrito bowls. Sweetgreen says it'll change the name of one of its salads in response to a lawsuit filed by Chipotle. Sweetgreen now will call its item Chicken and Chipotle Pepper Bowl.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had five or six beers and only one fish.
Yes, on the Devil's Radio.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Take a bow, take one last look around, take a bow. know our songs and they sing along. Scatter words like pennies off the ground. But a day will come and they'll sing all the words to someone else's songs. And at the end, will you expect it there to be a slow decay? Sometimes the story gets an ending. Who the best talk get away? Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow. Take one last look. Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last look around. Take a bow, take a bow, take one last. Be my anchor.
something I can take. I might get lost along the way, and I might die before I wake. Be my anchor, something I can take. Yeah, when I drift away. Yeah, when I drift away.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music, the Mascot Theory, When I Drift Away, Fast Car Getaway before that. You know, the new album from Mascot Theory is so good.
It is smoking, it's Jimmy K.
Every song on it is so good.
The version you just played, I mean, they've had various versions. Is that a live version or is it just a feeling of a live version?
So that version was a single that Eric sent us back in the summer, and
nice.
It's on the new album that's out right now.
I am digging that a lot.
Yeah, and they're going to, for those of you up in northwest Wisconsin, Mascot Theory with American Scarecrows and Miles Nielsen.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing at the Amsterdam Bar and Hall in Minneapolis.
Nice.
That's
a good trio.
No, I'm sorry. Correction. Yeah, St. Paul. In St. Paul. That's going to be a good show right there.
Close enough for rock and roll.
Oh, good stuff. That was the trio plus town that did Flannel Fest a couple of years ago, and that was just off the wall bonkers. It was so fun.
I hope your Saturday evening is going well. It's a beautiful evening now. Maybe you're having a fire in the backyard listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Kay here with rocker Terry Barr.
Hello.
Rocker, we still got plenty of show ahead of us.
Jimmy, we sure do. Coming up very soon, Molly Fish, singer from Civil Engineers, new Madison bookstore opening up, Lake City Books. We'll be talking to her in just a moment about the grand opening party happening April 22nd. And the Devil's Lair, they just walked in. They're in the lobby right now setting up music. Shawn Michael Dargan Trio, they're going to be jamming for us for 9 to 10 p.m. in the Devil's Lair. And then Max and Kevy, 10 p.m. with Wizard Hammer. We're going to interview Wizard Hammer tonight.
And again, they are one of the featured bands next Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oh, as we take this radio show live on the road to the Wisco in Madison.
Live radio at the Wisco.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's going to be so much fun. Mm-mm.
Jimmy, we're back.
We're back. Back with a vengeance.
Hey, did we go somewhere?
Well, you know, no.
Okay.
No. We've been here all night.
I mean, we're back at the Wisco.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. We've done many a radio show from the Wisco.
Yes.
Back when this was Jimmy Kay's show.
Yeah.
On
it was the same show, just different.
Max Inc. Radio, the station.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to ask if I
know,
missed something.
I know. There's a lot of back history and story, right?
For sure. You know, the one thing I really want to resurrect from the Jimmy Kay show days at the Wisco and bring to this show is the dumbass news.
Oh,
we got to bring back the dumbass news.
Oh, there's already too much fake news. All we got to do is turn on. Well,
okay.
I'm not going to say it.
In all seriousness here,
I was going to bleep you if I had to.
In all seriousness, last week, I wasn't here. Rob Roberts filled in. Thank you, Rob. But that afternoon, I went to the High Noon Saloon to see a matinee rock and roll show. It was with Rogue Rat, who released their album with Cold Black River and Warhawk. I missed Warhawk, unfortunately. I wanted to see them at work, you know. Cold Black River, they started their set off with Riding the Storm Out from REO Speedwagon.
No kidding.
Which blew everybody away. It was April 1st, you know.
That is awesome.
Oh.
And Rogue Rat was awesome. But the reason I'm bringing this up, it was an afternoon show. Doors at noon, show at 1, done at 4.
Yep.
And, you know, I love it. I absolutely love it. And what do you think about the afternoon matinee show?
Well, let me tell you, Jimmy, Iron Plow just played a show a couple of weeks back at the High Noon Saloon. We played at 2:30.
There you go.
There was a band before us and a band after us, and that place was packed.
Oh,
I couldn't believe
it. So people are loving this.
Oh, they love it. And, you know, I mean, we were thinking to ourselves, like, is it easier to get people to come out to a show at 2:00 in a Sunday afternoon or at 9:30 on a Saturday night? And I'm starting to toss it up in the air. I'm not really sure.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Do you like the matinee shows? Should there be more matinee shows around the Madison area or around the Wausau
we know what he thinks.
Area or Green Bay. 844-967-2789. I tell you what, I love it because, you know, you go to the show, you know, you get your rock and roll in, you know, have a Bloody Mary or two before the show, you know, get to the show, see some people, hang out for the afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock, you're done, you're ready for dinner. Get the steak and lobster tail out.
Ooh, I'm going to hold off on what I think because that way I can chime in if we get some folks on Facebook or some callers that want to talk about this. So let's keep this going. It's a fascinating discussion.
You know, Molly from The Civil Engineer, she's here to talk about her bookstore. But we'll ask her opinion about that, too.
Let's ask her. Good.
844-967-2789. These guys are playing with The Mascot Theory up in Minneapolis. Check them out. I love this band, too. America's Scarecrows on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're the part of me that doesn't want to leave. This life behind and wonder, aimless and alone. Shamelessly all soaked in what I'm shown. Brooding yourself crazy is no way.
original local music from Wisconsin. Sometimes we play bands from Minnesota, too. That was American Scarecrow's Broken Bones and Mountains on Max Inc. Radio. What do you think about the early matinee shows? You like that early rock and roll? Maybe go to the High Noon, or maybe the Rooster for some blues, or Cargo for some folk music. Wherever. Do you like the matinee shows? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Terry, I got to tell you, I'm a fan. I want more.
You know, one of my favorite time periods, I think, especially in recent days, was an early evening show at Red Rooster. I think it started at like 5, maybe, but then we were done by 8. And yeah. So again, it's that, you know, get in, get out, get home, get some rest, and then it's Monday. But at least you're, you know, bringing Monday in with a really fun Sunday.
I got to tell you, I'm not old, but sometimes I feel old.
Well, and I get that.
You know,
yeah.
You know, part of the reasons why, you know, Maxine Kevy is pre-recorded for the show is because I can't stay up until midnight. It's really hard.
The truth comes out.
I can do it, but it's hard.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the High Noon is also doing this summer patio shows.
Yeah.
And those are like 5 to 7 or 5:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, band goes out there, plays two sets. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great time. Mm. And I would go to one of those shows, too. I mean, 5:30 to 7:30, hang out on the patio outside, Madison, seeing a band.
Yep.
Sounds great
time.
To me.
What time was the show you went to recently, Jimmy K?
Oh,
that was 2:30.
Doors at noon.
Oh,
show
noon.
At 1.
Yeah,
it was wonderful.
Yeah, first band is at 1.
Whoa.
Yeah, you do like probably 45, 50 minutes set. Yeah. So, like when we did our show, there was 3 bands, and it was all done.
But
by
how?
4:30
okay, so
or 5
we
or
are very lucky. We have Molly Fish here from the Civil Engineer. She has a whole different reason to talk to us tonight about a really cool, delicious, amazing project. But let's ask her, as a musician, can you get hyped up for those super early shows?
I have strong feelings about this, actually.
Ooh, good.
In that
okay,
I am also not an older person, just like you folks. However, I can get a lot more hype at 1 in the afternoon than I can at 1 in the morning.
Amen.
So I think there's a spectrum.
Okay.
And so like I love like an 8 p.m. show, and then the bands are all done by 11. Like, that's kind of my later vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love an afternoon show. In fact, those patio shows at the High Noon that you were talking about, Rocker, I've done those, and I've been to them, and I think during COVID they did a lot of them even more, and so fun. I love an afternoon show.
Okay.
844-967-2789.
Good excuse to day drink.
89. Exactly. You have a couple of Bloody Marys.
That was Molly saying that, not me. That was Molly.
I'm saying it too.
Okay. All right. Cool. I'll do it, but I'm just not going to say it.
Oh, man. You know, Lake City Books is a new store opening in Madison on April 22nd. It's the dream of Civic Engineers singer Molly Fish, who is set to turn dreams into reality. And here in the studio to tell us about this new fabulous bookstore is creator Molly Fish. Molly, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Woo! Yay! Thanks for having me back.
We love Molly. Molly's a friend.
Just a quick note. The last time we saw Molly was on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
At
right.
The spaceship for that wonderful, magical night.
Oh.
So magical.
That was a great time. Thank you for doing it. The archive is up on thespaceship.tv, too. You can watch it.
So good.
It's still there.
They'll never leave.
The spaceship has landed.
Oh, gosh.
Molly, Lake City Books opens April 22nd,
yes.
And this dream didn't happen last night. Tell us a little bit about becoming an entrepreneur and turning a dream into reality.
I would love to. I have always loved books, worked in bookshops my whole life. One of my first jobs was at the university bookstore downtown. And I actually worked for a small family-owned business chain of bookstores in Chicago when I moved down there for a while. So I fell in love with small business. I got to learn a lot. I got mentored there by some of the family business owners. And as I was moving back to Madison, I kind of was leaning towards, ooh, am I going to go back to business school? Am I going to get a job? And then Epic happened, and I got a job offer, and I thought, ooh, I should, you know, save up some money, and then I can really build my own business. And that's what I did. I did end up staying at Epic a little longer than expected because of, you know, the pandemic and other reasons. But I finally jumped off that cliff and
Now I'm here. That's a huge cliff.
That's a huge cliff.
Well, it is. It's a leap of big faith.
Well, wow. And I did kind of take like a half jump where I quit Epic to help open a different bookstore. Yes. And that was Leopold's, which shout out to Leopold's Books Bar Cafe on Regent Street.
That's going well.
So it's going really well. Mm-hmm. They are blowing up as they should. And it's a really great bar. And it has a great bookstore, which yours truly helped create. But, you know, that was ultimately someone else's thing. And I wanted to be the big boss lady. You know, I got the skills.
Yeah!
I got the skills to pay the bills all on my own. So I decided to go do it on my own.
I like that. You guys, watch out for the boss ladies.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Oh, now they say nothing.
You've scared them into silence.
Wow.
I'm just standing back here being obedient.
Oh, jeez. Okay, soft opening coming up.
Yes, very soft. Oh, quiet okay. as a cricket. No, that's fine. I'm happy to talk about it.
So the grand
opening scheduled April 22nd and 23rd. That whole weekend, I'm going to have specials. I'm going to have little freebies. We're going to give away discounts if you go to the Children's Museum that day. So trying to help bring those families over to check out the bookstore. And, you know, balloons out front, the whole spiel. But beforehand, you know, in the week or so beforehand, especially starting next Saturday the 15th, which is the first farmers market, I will probably be, you know, quietly open. Maybe the door will be unlocked some of the time. And if you pulled on the door, maybe you could come in and shop for some books. So TBD on that. But definitely April 22nd. And from there on, you will find me at the bookstore.
You know what they say in retail and in having a successful retail place? Location, location, location. You're right on the square.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. It is the location. It is right across from the Children's Museum. It's right off of the square. It's a beautiful spot. It's at 107 North Hamilton Street. So it's also got Bradbury's, fantastic coffee shop on the corner.
Yeah,
right around the corner from the Old Fashioned. You're getting lunch there, dinner there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just right around the corner from the Bartell as well, which...
is that bagel place still there?
Yeah, Gotham.
Oh, I love
right
Gotham's.
Around the corner. Exactly. Yeah. So there's tons of great stuff nearby and hoping to get a lot of foot traffic this summer.
I want to ask you because, you know, right before you came on air with us, we were talking about so many of the bigger bookstores we have seen go. They're done. They're gone.
Yeah.
A five-story, I'm just going to say Barnes & Noble in the middle of New York City. One of our favorites to wander for the entire day. Gone. Five stories. So when you think about that and then Amazon and all these other things, how do you compete? And what do you want people to feel when they come to see you instead of sitting online and ordering stuff?
Yeah, it's a great question. And there's actually been a big bounce back of those indie bookstores with the bigger box stores closing. However, I will say Barnes & Noble has kind of been turning it around. They have a new direction where they are allowing each individual location to really control it and make it more like an indie bookstore so they control their inventory. I think that's why you see the bigger, crazy-sized five-story Barnes & Nobles closing, but the smaller ones... or suburban ones are doing pretty well still. But indie bookstores in general have bounced back a lot due to COVID. And I think people realizing we have to support our independent bookstores and shop local. And so a lot of stores had really big campaigns to help them capture their community by doing a lot of online business and like local pickup, local delivery. And so, yeah, it was, I think community is important. I think in Madison in particular, people support local business. We are a literary smart community. We can support multiple independent bookstores. We're going to have plenty of people. I already know people banging down the doors trying to get in and get some books. So I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be really successful. And especially in the location, there's going to be people from out of town, tourists, people come down there for, you know, art fair on the square, concert on the square, all those events. So I think it's easy to compete because who doesn't want to browse through a bookstore? There's just something about that feeling, and we were talking about that too.
Yes.
It's different than clicking a book in your Kindle or on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to go there and feel good, and I'll have really great curated books, new and used, so you got to come check it out in person.
Are you going to have Star Wars books there?
Sure.
I'm there.
Whatever. Make a note to yourself right now. Order Star Wars books.
Right? That's right.
Now we know.
For Rocker, got to get some Star Wars books. Okay, yep. By the time I open, I'll have Star Wars books.
That's your curated shelf, Rocker.
Rocker's curated shelf.
Yep.
Star Wars.
I'm going to cross streams just real quick. You know, the first day of summer is June 21st, right? And Make Music Madison happens that day. maybe your bookstore could be a venue.
Oh, already signed up. Oh, I am on board.
Yes.
I know. I'm looking to book some like smaller groups to be in the store for sure, because I love Make Music Madison.
Oh, that is so great to hear.
There it is.
Yes.
Molly, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Gosh. Thank you, guys. You're
We're
such
like
great supporters.
Mom, sisters and brothers. Yay. And moms and dads and all of that. Yeah.
Give it one more, just the quick elevator pitch, where you are. When you open.
Yeah.
Yes. Lake City Books opening April 22nd, 107 North Hamilton Street, right off of the square. We're going to be open 5 or 6 days a week. Not quite sure yet, but you can check it out on our website, lakecitybooks.com. Also, all our social media is on there. You can look at videos and pictures of me setting up the store. So, yeah, check it out. I hope everyone will come out and support local business. And thank you guys so much for having me on. Oh,
thank you so much. Come back again, please.
Thank you.
Always. All right. We'll be right back. We got Sean Michael Dargan in the Devil's Lair. That's coming up just a couple minutes. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
I am your name. No, I meant I'm Art Paul. Improvised comment here. Hi. You guys are cool. And you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people like you and me and all the weirdos. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this is Hot Dog, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Right about now, I bet you wish you had just stayed. You probably didn't think that you'd see my face on
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Community.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're drinking Sunny D. So if we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. Hey! Well, I was shooting trash whiskey from a red Solo cup. Just to numb the abuse, don't you think we've had enough? Well, I'm gonna die on my desk job. Yeah, you're gonna die on the couch. It's the hard conversations, there's too much to talk about. How long can we go this way? It's way too hard to call the to the love, hate, tears, and pleasure. So if we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever. If we're gonna break up, let's make it take forever.
Make you uncomfortable, get under your skin. Life to get naked, let's all jump in. Vibrate it high and push it bottom to 10. Then come on in. See, you best believe work starts today, so roll up your sleeves. Make time to pray, then get off your knees. Get up, it's time to get paid. But you best believe before you see now. But if you want it, you got it. That feeling inside you, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Can't sleep. You see, I gotta stay hungry if I wanna eat. And I gotta flow nasty when I'm on this beat. And I gotta stay sexy when I'm in these sheets. God made me funky and so unique. God made you funky and so complete. So if you want it, you got it. Inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Fire. Internal fire.
If you want it, you got it. That feeling inside you, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire.
Internal Fire, that's Adem Tesfaye on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I love the new Adem Tesfaye. It's so good. Before that, we heard some brand new Newski. If we're going to break up, let's make it take forever, please. That's featuring Miles Nielsen.
Nice.
Sorry, Terry, I had you turned down there. My apologies.
No, it's okay. It made me laugh. I love that.
Yeah, it's a great combo. Newski had his CD release show last night in Milwaukee.
Good for him.
And
yeah.
I want Newski to come here to Madison to play in the Devil's Lair for us. Putting that out there right now.
Putting it out to the universe. Hopefully he will hear and join us.
Yeah, he won't come.
Jimmy K.
No, I'm just saying
he is a busy guy.
He's a
musician.
He's a professional guy. He makes his money on Saturday nights.
It's
tough.
It is true.
Hey,
yeah.
We're going to be at the Wisco next Saturday night. Talk about making our money there. I don't know how that transition happened, but
that wasn't bad.
Forget about it. We're going to do live radio at the Wisco next Saturday night from 6 to 9 o'clock. Come down and join us, please. And then we have live music, Terry, from Wizard Hammer.
You're going back
Iron
to the
Plow.
Last one already.
Ironplow and Carbellion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's going to be a great time. Hope you come out. It's now
wait,
the Wisco.
You have an interview coming up with Wizard Hammer at 10:30 tonight.
We do during Max and Kevin.
There you go.
Yep.
Get a little taste of that before next Saturday.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be that's Max and Kevin starting at 10 o'clock tonight.
Excellent. But
Central
who's coming up next?
Well, we got Shawn Michael Dargan queued up, sound checked, and ready to go live in the
Devil's
Lair.
It's going to be so good. Oh, see? It's real. It's live.
We have guitar.
It is.
I can actually turn that on.
Oh, it is so real and live. I love it.
Yeah. No, I guess I can. All right. So 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to ask Shawn a question during the interview.
Oh.
Also, last chance to tell us what you think of those matinee shows. I think we're going to see more. I predict there's going to be more matinee shows here in Madison. And I think, you know, obviously, like, during the summertime, Terry, I mean, outdoor music on the patio somewhere, drinking some wine.
Mm-hmm. You know what it allows people to do, too, is hit more than one show in an afternoon or evening.
Exactly.
You know, stack the shows and go, okay, at noon, like the show you went to, I'm going to hit that show at noon, and then by 3, I'm going to be at this show, and then maybe by 6, I can make the third show. And I know some people who do this. I know you know these people, too.
This is triple
dipping.
It's
amazing. Yeah.
It's like a triple dip of shows.
And imagine how happy they are when they go home after that triple dip of music. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I used to do that. It's fun to do that, to go out and, you know, see friends and whatever, but... you know, I like to sit down. I like to listen to the music, have a couple beverages. You don't want me driving around after that, you know?
Yeah. So, absolutely.
844-967-2789. What do you think of those matinee shows? Love to hear your opinion of it. And it's going to happen. I can feel it. If anything, I'll book the show myself, you know, with Sunspot.
Oh, there you go.
Featuring Sunspot doing their brand new song, Spend the Night.
I'll meet you there.
Live at the Devil's Lair is coming up shortly. Max Inc. Radio, we are, and you are, local music.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I
I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night.
Eating so much popcorn.
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I helped Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.